USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals rapidly approach capacity across the Sun Belt, and the Miami area closed restaurants and gyms again because of the surging coronavirus as the United States emerged from a 4th of July weekend of picnics, pool parties, and beach outings that health officials fear could fuel the rapidly worsening outbreak. The seesaw effect, restrictions lifted, then reimposed, has been seen all around the country in recent weeks and is expected again after the holiday weekend. Heather Woolwine, a spokeswoman for the Medical University of South Carolina, said, "We were concerned before the weekend and remain even more concerned post-holiday, as many continued to disregard protective guidance." Confirmed cases are on the rise in 41 of 50 states plus the District of Columbia, and the percentage of tests coming back positive for the virus has increased in 39 of those states. The number of confirmed infections nationwide stood at 2.9 million. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Supreme Court said states can require presidential electors to cast their votes for their party's candidate that won the state's popular vote, upholding state laws that punish so-called faithless electors who break their pledge and vote for a candidate other than the one who won the state's popular vote. The High Court was unanimous in its ruling that laws at issue in a pair of disputes from Washington and Colorado are constitutional. The decision from the Supreme Court comes just months ahead of the November general election, when voters will head to the polls to elect the president and vice president. As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online. A white woman who called police during a videotaped dispute with a black man over her walking her dog without a leash in Central Park was charged officially with filing a false police report. In May, Amy Cooper drew widespread condemnation and was fired from her job after frantically calling 911 to claim she was being threatened by an African-American man, birdwatcher Christian Cooper.
"Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There's an African-American man crying in Central Park. He's recording me and threatening myself and my dog."
Cooper's attorney said Cooper would fight the charge. His client, he said, has already lost her livelihood and her public life, and now potentially her freedom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.